Welcome to your weekly subscription to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. I am one of your co-hosts, Josh.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this week, we decided to set out on a course to make each other laugh.
Impossible task.
An impossible task. If you've listened to any of other episodes, we haven't laughed in a single one of them.
Never laugh, especially me. You're laughing right now.
It's such a lie.
You couldn't even make such it that far. I win. Yay.
So for this episode, Rebecca and I have chosen some joke books that we have kindly found in the juvenile nonfiction section of our library.
Apparently adults don't like to have jokes.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of adult joke books.
I don't know what's up with that.
So I chose a book that focuses on cat jokes.
Yeah, I feel like that's not fair because I'm already laughing.
This is a very narrow. See, I know Rebecca, so I knew my enemy here.
Do you?
So I chose jokes that have mostly pertain to cat related.
It's not fair. This is profiling.
So how this will work is we'll go back and forth, and if one of us laughs, that gives a point to the other person.
A point? Oh, gosh. Are we keeping score?
Yeah, I'll keep score.
You're going to keep score.
Yeah.
Don't cheat.
I'm not going to cheat.
I think what I'll do is I'll highlight the ones. I think the only thing, the best I can hope for is a chuckle from you. Because most of these are just going to make you
groan
disapprovingly. Because I went.
Well, if you went the pun route, then yes.
Josh, I went straight for the punny bone.
Oh, boy.
And I lost on my own joke. What if, does it count if I laugh at my own joke? Does it count against me?
I won't hold that against you.
Okay, so what I need to do, my strategy then, is to just keep my laughter to myself until it's my turn, and then I can laugh.
50% of a joke is in the delivery,
darn it, this is not going to go well for me.
So, we should probably start with talking about our books a little bit.
Okay.
My book is Just Joking Cats. It's a National Geographic kids book. It can be found in the juvenile section around 818. Mm-hmm. And there's a really interesting looking cat on the front cover.
It's really cute.
In it, there are a whole bunch of cool cat facts as well as very cheesy cat jokes.
Oh, that's awesome. So, see, you were mad because I went with two books.
But yeah, you got twice the amount of material.
Well, one's really skinny. I feel like yours are cat jokes, so they're like, you know, it's quality versus quantity here.
Well, I don't know about that.
So one of them is called More Really Silly Jokes, a buddy book by Seal Lee, in also 818 of the juvenile nonfiction section. The other one is You Must Be Joking. Lots of cool jokes, plus 17 and a half tips for remembering, telling, and making up your own jokes.
See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Delivery.
Also, 818 of the juvenile nonfiction section.
Okay.
So.
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
Let me prepare myself.
Okay.
Turn off my funny bone. Put on my game face. Get myself ready. Okay.
See, and there won't be any laughing from this point forward.
All right, I think what I have some written down from both books.
Okay.
And then I have some marked in each book. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start right out of the gate. I'm already laughing. I'm going to start with the one that's in this book.
You just have to make me laugh.
So I know.
It's okay.
Maybe I should sabotage with my laughter. Are you ready? You're already laughing. I win.
I win. Ooh. Okay.
Deep breaths.
Think sad thoughts.
Abandoned puppies.
Stop.
Okay, ready? A man gets a job at the zoo pretending to be a gorilla. Okay, so it's a dude in a gorilla suit. On his first day, he puts on his costume and jumps around, beating his chest and roaring. It is fun until he loses his balance and falls into the lion's cage.
Oh, dear.
The lion roars. He screams, help, help. The lion races over to him places his paws on his chest, and hisses. Quiet, or we'll both lose our jobs.
I see what's going on here. Okay.
You're chuckling! You're chuckling!
I don't know if that's...
Because they're both in costume!
Right.
You see the picture? So there's an illustration.
So there's just no real animals at this zoo. Okay.
Because you thought it was just a mascot, the dude in the gorilla costume, but joke's on you, it's the actual gorilla. Mm. I'll let that one slide.
Okay.
You didn't, like, heartily laugh.
I smiled a little bit.
Okay. Bring it on. Bring it on, Josh.
Which vegetables do cats prefer?
Ooh, I don't know.
Asparagus.
You're right, it's the delivery. Asparagus. I had no idea that was coming. That was really good. Okay, I'm not doing
but,
well.
Like, I think mine are going to get, like, boring over time because it's just like
they're all cat jokes.
They're all cat jokes.
Your whole strategy might backfire.
Except for my zinger.
Oh, your zinger.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the most important thing to learn in chemistry?
Wear safety goggles.
Never lick the spoon.
Why?
Because it's chemistry.
Oh, because you're mixing things with... Okay.
Nice try. That was well played. You played it cool.
Well, okay.
That's a big X.
I got confused. Because I was like, why is there a spoon?
Okay. Fail.
Okay.
Buzzer.
What has two legs, a fur coat, and looks like half a tiger?
I don't know.
The other half of the tiger.
Makes sense. It makes sense. The other I knew this was gonna happen.
This is great.
I was laughing just writing these jokes down.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see a trend happening in my jokes too with your reactions. Okay. What happens when you throw a green stone in the Red Sea?
Does that have to do something with mixing colors? Because I'm really bad at that. I don't know.
It gets wet.
Oh.
Yes!
That's so dumb!
It is, but it got you.
Oh my gosh. That's like mine. That was exactly like mine. It's so dumb.
I think that that's funnier sometimes. Because your brain is like, oh, what kind of cheesy pun is it going to be?
Okay.
Right.
What is a cat's favorite party snack?
Meow mix.
Oh, that's a good guess. Mice Krispie Treats. You can't laugh at all of them.
I quit. I can't. Your delivery. You're just so stone-faced about it.
I will say I altered that one.
Oh, really?
I did. In the book, it's Mouse Crispy Treats. And I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. I think they meant
yours
mice.
Yours is funnier. Yours is funnier.
Because I was like, it's Rice Crispy.
Mice Crispy Treats.
I was like, Mice Crispy.
That's funny. Yours is much funnier. Good job. Okay. Oh, this one's appropriate for this time of year.
That was my worst one, too.
There's no such thing. All right, this one's appropriate for the time of year. What illness do martial artists get?
They get special.
The Kung Flu. You're laughing.
I'm not.
You're totally laughing. I'm Mark, make you laugh.
Okay. For those of you at home, the score is... 3-2 in my favor.
That's not as bad as I thought I was gonna do. I mean, I'm laughing for every joke, so that is exactly
I think, like,
what
once I like I was prepped for it, like once I like got a giggle out, like now I just feel like Lucy. Like I could laugh at
I think that's my problem. Like I'm already laughing by the time you start telling the joke.
Okay.
Stone face. I'm gonna not even look at you.
What's a cat's favorite cooking tool? A whisker.
I'm not amused.
Okay, interesting.
What's the buzzer?
She might have the chance to catch up.
Here we go. This one's going to get you. Did you hear that Dracula is starring in a new Star Wars movie? Did you know what it's called?
I don't know if I want to know.
It's called The Vampire Strikes Back.
Not going to give you that one.
That was funny. That was funny. Go for it. Okay. I'm ready.
What did the cat say during the Shakespeare play?
Oh, I don't know.
Tabby or not tabby?
Oh, boo. Boo. No.
No. Okay.
See? I think it's a downhill slope now. Our expectations for funny jokes are higher. All right. We're Star Trek fans. Ready?
Oh, I'm glad you think that I am. I am.
What did everyone catch on board the Enterprise? Chicken spox. Are we tied now?
Yeah, it's tied.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I only have one joke left.
I have two.
That's fine.
No, I have four.
What, you have four jokes left?
Okay, I'll pick the best one.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you need to compose yourself?
Ooh.
You're such a giggle fit. Oh my gosh.
Okay. What do you call a teacher who never farts in the library?
Another fart joke, honestly. What's the answer?
A private tutor.
That one's very funny for very specific reasons. And I know why you put that in there. Tutor. Oh, that was really funny.
Okay.
All right. What does Godzilla eat when he goes to a restaurant?
People?
The restaurant.
That's fair.
Dang it. Okay. This is your last joke? Is this your zinger?
No, that was the zinger.
Oh, but you got me on the zinger. Is that your last joke?
That was my last joke. Oh. I don't have any more.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I've got some marked in my other book here. I've got to make it a good one.
You should tell both of them. The last one just won't count.
Okay, that sounds good. Let me make sure. All right. All right, this one's kind of a long one. Actually, wait, I want this one to count. All right, we're going to go with this one.
Okay.
Okay, this is a scenario, doctor-patient scenario.
Okay.
The doctor says, I have some pretty bad news to tell you. You only have 24 hours to live. The patient says, you must be kidding, doctor. The doctor says, no, I'm not. It gets worse. I forgot to tell you yesterday. You're totally laughing. You're just doing
on
it
on the inside.
You're laughing on the outside.
Jeez, that's really that's dark.
I'm counting that one. I'm counting that one.
Well, that makes it 4-4.
It's even. Okay. All right. If you don't laugh on this one, I will concede as the loser. All right?
Well, that's not fair.
All right, are you ready? This one's kind of a long one. It's got multi levels on it.
No.
What was Luke Skywalker's favorite restaurant?
What?
Jabba the Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Where would you find a Jabba the Pizza Hut?
Where?
At the Darth Maul. How Ooh. Does Luke Skywalker get to the Darth Maul? In his toy Yoda. Okay, that's all I got. You
I think I think I'll
giggle.
Concede to that one.
I think it's a tie, right? Think,
well, yeah. Maybe.
I laughed on pretty much everyone. I'm just happy that you laughed more than I thought you would. And I didn't laugh at a couple of yours.
Yeah.
I'll take that. It's a tie. It's a tie, folks. That was really fun.
We should do this again.
I had a good time. I also think that you should follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
At NFFriendsCast.
We actually, you might have seen it by now, but we posted a preview for this episode.
Yes. We already talked about it. Yeah. It's been discussed. But if you tweet us your favorite jokes.
Oh, please do.
We could tell them on the air and see if they'll make the other one laugh.
Oh, this could be like a reoccurring segment. Thing.
Yeah, give us your best puns. We love puns, right, Josh?
I don't know this wee thing that you keep using.
You love them.
But we do have an interesting program for you.
It's true, we do.
In case you are the kind of person who needs help organizing your to-do list or any sort of anything.
Just at all in my life, yep.
I could definitely use this. We have a bullet journaling for beginners at the BVL Library on March 23rd at 1 o'clock. You can organize your life in a fun, creative way with bullet journaling. They will show you the basics, and participants will even receive a free journal end of the program.
Oh, my goodness. I really wish I could go, because bullet journaling is something I've always wanted to try. And if I can be given a journal to do so and be told how to, that would be amazing.
Yeah. I wish I could be that organized.
Yes.
Yes.
That's absolutely the point. That is the point.
So book it on down to the BVL Library on March the 23rd.
Cool. March 23rd. Be there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So do you have
one. Do you have a book recommendation this week?
I might have one.
You might.
It's just a continuation of one that I've already.
What might that be?
A new issue of The Wicked Divine just came out.
Oh yeah.
On our service Hoopla.
Hoopla.
So I have been reading that this past week, and
it's a good series.
Yeah, it's a very good series. If you haven't checked it out,
Image Comics, right?
Yes, Image Comics. Very good.
They're like a nonstop heavy hitter of good comics.
Yes.
Mine is also a comic this week. As everyone knows, I have been reading right through every single Captain Marvel comic. So I'm done.
And you saw the movie this week.
And I saw the movie, which is amazing. I love her so much. Carol Kore for life. So because I have now finished all of my Captain Marvel comics, I have moved on to Miss Marvel, the person who takes over for Carol Danvers when she goes from Miss Marvel to Captain Marvel. So Miss Marvel is a teenaged girl named Kamala Khan who lives in Jersey City. I'm not going to tell you how she becomes Miss Marvel. Obviously, you need to read the comic for that. Highly recommend it. Also, I think you can find it in the teen section, I'm pretty sure. I've been reading it on Hoopla, but I know that we do have the actual comics in our library as well, the physical copies. I think most young people should read this because it's it's a fun superhero story. She's really cute. She is obsessed with Captain Marvel just like me. And also has a very poignant storyline for teenagers and the younger generation in today's world.
Yeah, cool.
Good writing.
Yeah, and without further ado, just remember that we love our listeners.
And that's not a joke. It's nonfiction, friends.